following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thinking of
69, dudes.
Okay, so I had Anna's Bane in the background singing the violin concerto with the sound we just heard. I am Black Lace. This is A Worthy Opponent, the podcast dedicated to the Hearthstone game from Blizzard, and we are casual, and we are casual turn 69, dude. Yeah. So, we do not have a Micmac tonight because we scared him away.
He's fired.
We figured it was episode 69, he would be a third wheel, but actually it's his birthday, so happy birthday, Micmac.
Happy birthday, Micmac, you slacker.
He said he might be on the show later tonight, but not gonna expect him to show up, and if he does show up, I might just yell at him because it's his birthday. I'm not gonna yell at him because it's his birthday. I'm gonna yell at him because he should be playing and partying.
So but, all you people who tune in to listen to Micmac, you can hang up now.
Yeah, because it's just us, like we used to be a long
time
ago.
Like in the old days.
Long, long time ago.
You know, want to know something?
I do.
Mal'Ganis doesn't like being betrayed, so if you discard him, watch out.
Mal'Ganis.
Mal'Ganis, I am eternal.
There you go.
And that would be
Mal'Ganis.
Not yes.
Tiny mortal.
Mal'Ganis is a
legendary.
Thank you. And we're going to be talking
about
him later.
Cost, yes.
No, we're talking about him.
We'll talk about him
later.
He's a very bad dude, Mal'Ganis.
He is.
Most of what we know about the lore of Warcraft wouldn't have even taken place if it weren't for that dude. So, in any event, we'll talk about him later.
That's giving him a lot of credit.
He screwed Arthas and all the people.
He did? No, Jaina did. Never mind.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
oh, look, there's people in the chat room.
Just to actually stop deviating and getting to what people really want to hear, which is to say stuff about Hearthstone, we have some news tonight. We have a lot of news tonight.
Big news. Huge news.
But before we get into
the biggest news ever, like since the last big news.
Right. But before we get to the big news, I do want to mention, anybody who wants a good read about Hearthstone cards, in the Hearthstone chat, this week is dedicated to golden cards, and the artist who does most of the golden cards, I'm not sure if he does all of them, did a big write-up in Hearthstone chat about the golden cards. There are samples shown, as well as things that can go wrong with them, like some of them, the animation was way too fast. It could be very, very distracting while you're playing. So it's a good read. Find it. Read it. It's fun. It's, you know, it's got some of the animations that you may not have seen. Just a little bit of trivia to read. It's good. It's fun. Read it. On the other trivia, this isn't trivia. This is important. We were kidding around about gossip and talking about gossip and realized that we got sucked into gossip. And one of our listeners, kind of, I don't think he did it to take us to task, But I'm taking it that we were taken to task, and with good reason. I want to thank Coldrun for an email he sent me. He's, "Hello, AWO. I've been a bit behind on podcasts, so you may have already addressed this, but I heard you start to go on about Magic Amy based on Kriparian's video. I hope you by now have seen the video from Reynard, the guy who actually did the investigation and found nothing. And there is a YouTube
video.
Yes, Reynard on Magic Amy, that people might want to look at. I'm going to apologize. I know we didn't really blast her at all. We were just like in the, no. Oh, wow, are you serious?
Mac was very careful to say all throughout his reporting that this is stuff that he heard. That
right.
There was, that he didn't come up with anything hard against her, and repeated to say that he liked her. So mm-hmm. We didn't really say anything
correct.
Bad about her.
We
but
didn't.
We did perpetuate.
We learned a lesson.
Yes, we did perpetuate the story only because it's news, and news is not always the truth. It's
so
still
basically,
news.
Yeah.
So,
what Reynard was ahead. Able to find out, what he was able to find out was the only thing she seemed to do, which isn't even a wrong thing, is she used her boyfriend's email for her Skype. And because she used her boyfriend's email for Skype, somehow this got all blown out of proportion that her boyfriend was doing her gaming for her or whatever. Not the case. Amy did her own thing. She's a good player. She was a good player. The saddest thing about this entire story, last I heard, and again, you know, things change, is she quit Hearthstone because of this bullshit. And that makes me sad. There aren't enough female gamers to begin with for someone so good to be so
female
hurt.
Female role models.
Yeah, but I mean, think about how hurt she must have been that this whole thing even came to pass. I feel for her. I would have loved to have her on the show. Autumn's Bane said, hey, we should get her on the show. And this was before we found out that she had actually quit. And we would have loved to, you know, send her a message to say, hey, would you want to be on our podcast? I don't think it would be appropriate to, but I would have loved to have had her on. So anyway, Amy, on behalf of the podcasters and the people who perpetuated that, I want to apologize, because that's just sad. And I'm hoping, I'm not expecting that she actually listens to our podcast, but if she does, start playing again, because, yeah, let's have some female role models out
there. Well, I doubt she would if she stopped playing.
Right, she wouldn't be listening to her. But somebody who hears us talking about her, I don't know. Coldrun, thank you for sending us that email and sending us that YouTube video, which I did watch from one to the other and then watched half of it again. And that's all I have to say on the matter. It's just very sad that the community could do that to somebody, because really, why did anybody have the right to bring this poor girl out and put her life under a microscope? Not cool.
Well, true. It's not cool. But when you put yourself out there, you're going to put yourself under a microscope. You know, it's, you know, anything you do, you're going to stream, you're going to podcast, you're going to do Twitch stuff. You become, however minor, to some degree, you're a celebrity. And being a celebrity means you have a target on your head. So
yep.
It's something you do have to get used to. But, you know, I belong to something that was very important to me once upon a time, and some bad stuff happened and I quit altogether. Because, you know, something that starts out being really fun and you end up associating it with stuff that's not fun, you just want to cut loose from it. So I get why she announced that she's leaving the game, but maybe she'll come back.
I hope so. But anyway, that is what I wanted to say tonight, was I thought it was important to bring that up. The real big news of the night, news of the week, news of the month, the next expansion has been declared? Announced? Announced, that's a good word.
But not an expansion. Another standalone play.
Second adventure mode.
There you go.
It's
another
the adventure mode. Yep. It's the next Nax.
What do you think?
I am conflicted. I'm kind of excited, because yay, new cards and new content and a really rocking game board that they're going to release. Kind of tired.
Rocking, like
yes.
Lava rocks?
Mm-hmm. Lava rock. Like a black rock. I'm kind of, again, because we play so much Warcraft, I'm kind of had enough of Black Rock Mountain, but I still think it was a great raid, and the bosses are awesome, so I am looking forward to it. I got my little bit of unhappiness with Blizzard right now on the fact that it's, of course, they've got the wings that are, I think, I'll go through it. Pre-order starts on March 19th. There are 5 wings for a total of $24.99 if you want to get them, or individual wings for $6.99 or 700 gold. Unlike Nax, the first wing this time is not free, so you have to pay for it, whether it's gold or cash. Pre-ordering Blackrock Mountain will earn you the exclusive card back. That's the thing that bothers me. And doesn't bother me. I'm not sure how I feel about that. One is that if you're planning on playing for gold, it's like Blizzard is saying, we actually know it's a free game, but we want you to buy this, so we're going to entice you to buy it, because if you buy it, we'll give you a card back. If not, tough toodles. So
yeah, the greed monster has reared its ugly head.
Yeah, $25 for a card back. Hmm.
Well, it's not just that. It's not only making us pay money to get a stupid card back.
Not a stupid card back. I think it could be awesome with the animation.
Well, you know, card backs in general, some people think are stupid.
Some people
anyway.
Don't even play them, yes.
But it's not only that you have to pay money in advance, sight unseen, to get the card back. It's that they're not giving us the first wing of 5 for free, like they did last time.
Right.
So I think the days of getting stuff for free from them are done. I think from here on in, they're setting a precedent. Everything you do from now on, you're going to pay for.
Yeah.
And it bothers me a little, because, first of all, I think it's great advertising to say, here's the first one free. You might bring people back to the game who were otherwise not playing to try the free content. And if they like it, buy the rest. But nope, none of that this time. And that I think is a little disappointing.
Yeah. I'm still saving my gold. I've got a little over 2,000 some odd hundred that I'm saving towards it, which I really would like to be putting towards goblin cards still, because my RNG doesn't really give me that much of an assortment. I did read a couple of comments on the... not the blog, but the announcement. One person said that he was going to buy the wings with cash and play 23 arena runs, meaning the gold he would spend for 23 arena runs, he's going to spend for 23 arena runs, and then he'll just buy the wings for cash. Somebody else said 700 gold for each of the 5 wings is worth 35 card packs. $20 gets you 15 packs, so $25 would roughly be worth 18 packs. Why not buy Blackrock Mountain with cash, get the exclusive card back, and then spend 3,500 gold on expanding the rest of your collection with packs or arena runs? Interesting way of looking at it. I kind of agree with him, but I'm OCD. I want the card back. But, yeah... conflicted,
yeah.
Very.
And, you know, for people with the collector bug, if you miss your chance, then that's it. It's gone for good.
You exactly.
Know? I mean,
because it's a pre-order. It's not like whenever you buy all the wings, they're going to give you this card back. It's pre-order only.
Yeah. So with the exception of the legend card back and the heroic Nax, because we never finished that, and the club membership
Esports.
Card back. Yeah, with the exception of those, we've gotten them all, including the Warlords of Draenor Collector's Edition from the Warcraft game. So we pretty much have everything out there. Chances are we won't get this one, because we're not going to spend the money for it.
Yeah, and I kind of like it. I have to say, I kind of like it.
I mean, we may break down and spend the money, and I think that's what they're hoping. I think you're exactly. hoping that all the people who are on the fence or saying, no, I'll just spend gold, are going to last minute change their mind and spend it. I don't know
and that's where
this,
the greed monster
this greed is coming
just,
from. Yeah. Blizzard is not typically so greedy about this stuff where Hearthstone is concerned. They've given us treats before. And to turn around and say, Hearthstone can be played either by accumulating gold or by spending cash, and then turning around and saying, no, it's only for spending cash. That's kind of a reversal of what they've been saying all along. And I know that they're in it to make money, that this is a money-making thing. And we have spent plenty of mm-hmm. money. This is almost a slap in the face.
Yeah, I agree. There are people out there, too, that are at this point saying that this is basically putting that nail in the coffin of the pay to win. I'm sorry. That this right here is confirming you want to get these cards, you've got to pay for them. It's a pay to win game. So, I don't know. I'm a little sad.
And I'm not particularly happy about the card back, but anybody who listened last turn understands my feelings on this whole lava rock, black rock, molten core theme. That's just overkill. But you know, I like the whole thing. The announcement is a good announcement. The fact that there's another adventure is a good thing. New content is a good thing because some people are already getting bored with goblins versus gnomes. It's all good. Everything about this is good in that it's going to bring more things for players to do. I just don't like the way they're implementing it in terms of the price point.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. I really am flip-flopping. One other person says, gotta love Hearthstone. Either have 3,500 gold.
Is this from the forum?
Yeah. Either have 3,500 gold, I still don't have the Naxx Adventures, or spend a bunch of money. If you don't spend the money, you can't get these cards, period. They don't drop out of any packs, and they can't be obtained otherwise. Now, in defense of Blizzard. Okay. It's not really hard to get the money to buy the wings. And that is...
You mean
I can
the gold?
Do it.
Or the
gold.
Cash?
The gold. I'm sorry.
You said money.
I did. It's not hard to get the gold. Just do your dailies. I mean, you can get one daily is going to give you 60. They add up quick. You win 3 games in a row because you're doing your dailies. You're going to get an extra 10. So it does add up quickly. My problem is not so much that I'm going to have to spend 3,500 gold. I'm all for that. I'm good with that. I'm willing to do that. The sadness comes that if I want that card back, that's when I have to actually pay to win the card back.
Yeah, but
so
it's
I'm not
cosmetic.
Saying, you know,
it's not
it
going
to
win you a game.
And that's the OCD-ness of me.
Right. So anybody who wants all of the sparklies has to spend cash.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it is. And as I said, it's a departure. It didn't used to be that way.
Ringo's spending his gold because he never gets legendaries from packs anymore anyway. So he's just going to spend gold rather than spend it on packs because the packs haven't been nice to him. And I agree with him. As I said, that RNG, for some reason, especially with the goblins versus gnomes, seems to be off.
Well, Micmac had some good luck with it, but I've had terrible luck. The only legendaries I have gotten in packs are legendaries that I probably will never use. That's kind of sad.
One way or another, we're definitely getting the expansion, or excuse me, the adventure. And I'm not... I don't want to come across wrong. I understand that Blizzard needs to make money. I do. But I'm going to probably be buying more packs anyway. And this is supposed to be a free-to-play game. I want my card back, that's all.
Well, that's the thing. If you're... What I don't like about spending the cash is, what if the experience, the play experience of the adventure, totally sucks? Then essentially you're spending, what is it, $35?
$25.
$25 for what? 30 cards? What did you say? 31 new cards.
31 new cards will be added. So $25 for 31 cards.
Yeah, so I don't know, roughly what, 75 cents, 80 cents a card?
$25 for a card back.
Yeah.
I am debating it. I've got to admit, I am debating it, but I'm just kind of miffed that I have to do that. With Nex, we got a card back for doing regular, and then they got the heroic card back, which was nice. This, it seems, the only card back you're going to get is if you pay money.
Yeah, and they haven't said.
Because some of us do collect the card backs.
They'll have a heroic mode. They said that. But what are you going to get for the heroic mode? Are they going to give us a card back? I doubt it, because you're getting a card back for the pre-order.
I don't know. To be continued.
There's a Molten Core card back that comes at the end of this season. So that's not from the game.
No. Chat room saying there is a heroic card back.
A heroic card, okay.
Yeah.
So there's not a regular one, there's just a heroic and a pre-order one. So you don't really get anything for free with this unless you beat the heroic.
Yep.
Orange Lizard,
I just have to say something to somebody in the chat room. I'm not crying about it. I'm just saying that I actually like artwork, and I like the idea of being able to choose card backs. I understand, but again, it's a casual podcast. We like playing the game for fun. Yes, the cards are free that influence the game. It's actually free. But if you want to go the step further for the other stuff, then you do have to pay for it. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and actually, I think the Nax card back was a seasonal card too. So it was just the Nax heroic card that you had to get.
Right.
So I'm correcting myself on that. Now that the memory is kicking in.
Because it's so hard to get the memory working. So what else did you... we're not going to talk about the cards yet for Black Rock Mountain, because we're still talking about the goblins versus gnomes.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So shall we continue there?
Sure.
Without Micmac?
Did you have anything else to announce?
No. There's no Micmac to bounce these off of.
Yeah, so
he is missed.
We'll get to describing all of the cards from the new expansion. What I've seen, just your first impressions without going into all the different cards, what you've seen of the Black Rock Mountain cards, what do you think? Dragons are certainly going to be a thing again.
I love dragons. I'm thinking a lot of the cards are high cost, but that just might be what the ones that they're showing us right now. They haven't really shown us a lot of cards, and they're higher casting costs, but they've only shown us about 4 or 5 cards at 31, so it's too soon to actually say anything. I'm all about dragons, though.
Yep. And I was joking with Micmac. I said, they're going to have an expansion based on 9 casting cost cards. Because most of the dragons are up around that much. They showed one other dragon that's not a legendary that... What was what, a 6 or something?
Well, there's a 4. There's a 4 casting cost. It's the Hungry Dragon is 4. And I gotta say, they had the lower cards too. They did show us a 3 casting cost.
Yeah,
I
so
just
dragons.
See all the cards released.
Dragons and Battle Cry, but yeah, well, once we see more of them, we'll have a more informed opinion.
Yeah. The Battle Cries again are going to be different. But they are Battle Cries. They're not like the. I haven't seen anything new really, like. We had the mechs. Mechs were new. It's like that. So the theme is going to stay constant. Maybe that's what they're going to do with the adventures, have the basic theme still the same. And then when they turn over and do an actual expansion, they'll throw something new like they did this time with the mechs.
Mm-hmm. So, Warlock cards.
Warlock cards.
You want to go first?
I do. And I told everybody a couple weeks ago I started playing the Warlock just for fun. I think I had one of those win 5 with either a Priest or a Warlock, and I decided to do the Warlock mech deck. I haven't stopped playing it as my main deck since I created it. It is just so much fun. It really is. I'm having a blast playing the Warlock. Excuse the pun. Okay, so 2 casting costs, Dark Bomb. Very simple, deal 3 damage.
Are you using it in your Warlock deck? Are you liking it?
No, I'm not. I'm not using it. I've got other things that ping damage all over the place. So I haven't found a neat, it's kind of an okay card, but it is common. It's nothing that jumps out and oh my god, I've got to have it. Three damage is nice, but two casting cost, you can also get usually a creature out for two casting costs that's going to cause some damage too.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Mage's Frostbolt, although it does three damage for two mana, but without the freezing effect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
fast. It's fast damage that can hit your priest throws their cleric down. You know, I mean, boom, she's dead.
Yeah, so it's a little weak compared to similar cards that do similar things. But I think I have one in my current Warlock deck. It's not terrible. Again, it's common, so people who get only a few packs of cards and want to play with some GVG cards in their Warlock deck, it's not a terrible card.
Right. You want to do the next one?
Yeah, and I actually have the next one in gold. It's the only Warlock card I have in gold, at least from this expansion. Mistress of Pain, 2 casting cost. She's a 1/4 demon, so for those demon-centric Warlock decks, there's a demon. Now, it's special ability, and it's a rare. Whenever this minion deals damage, restore that much health to your hero. At first, I wasn't really too thrilled with this card, because whenever it deals damage and it only has a 1 attack, but it does have 4 health, so it can stick around a little longer than some. But I've seen some Warlocks use this against me, and they would buff them up and protect them in ways where it actually paid off for them. And I'm not thinking it's one of the best demons in the game, but I think depending on your deck, it could be useful. I have one.
She's definitely good. She's because Warlocks hurt themselves to draw cards. She gives you more of a chance. She's not in my deck, but she's a really decent card because she's going to be healing you because you're hurting yourself. She's giving you health back.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice in theory. I have one in my deck. The times I've played her, she hasn't really helped me much.
Make sure you have the right synergies for her. Things that can buff her.
Well, that's it. So she's come out a couple of times and, you know, all right, I get one health back. So if I get one health per turn, that's not a lot unless you put stuff on her to make her tougher. And there are a couple of cards that do that, and not just one that destroys her at the end of the turn. But even then, if you put the, I'm forgetting the name of it. But if you put the card that gives you +4/+4 and destroys at the end of the turn, there you go. That's 5, right? So a one-time 5. So I can see where she'd be useful. I just haven't seen it yet in my deck. So I guess it's just you got to make a deck to make her work. I think she's got right. Potential.
She definitely does. The next one I've got is Implosion. Did I skip one? Because I just jumped to.
No.
Okay. Implosion is a 4 casting cost. Deal 2-4 damage to a minion. Summon a 1/1 imp for each damage dealt. I want to see what you think of this card, Autumn's Bane.
I've seen this card used to good effect when played against me, to jump out all these imps and do some damage. I've seen it used to very good effect a couple of times. Although one time somebody played that and then I just unleashed the hounds the next turn and killed them all off, he still did the damage. If you have cards in your deck with synergy for demons, the imps are demons too. So I think it's a good card.
It's an awesome card. I have it in my deck. I have 2 of them in my deck. You hit somebody for 4 points of damage, and then boom, you've got 4/1/1 imps.
No, you hit them for 4 points of damage. I hit them for 2 points of damage.
All right. I hit somebody for 4 points of damage, and suddenly I have 4+1/+1 imps. Now, let me throw a couple of cards out there with him now. I have a knife juggler out there. All right? He's sitting there on the table. I throw implosion out. It summons 411 imps. My knife juggler throws 4 knives right then and there. Add to them a direwolf alpha, and they're suddenly on either side of the direwolf are +2/+2 imps. And if you throw out
just
your...
+2.
Right. Direwolf alpha. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. +2/+1 imps. But if you throw out your Defender of Argus, they're now 2/2 imps with taunt. So yeah, there's a lot of fun that you can have with that. But the most fun I had was I had 2 knife jugglers out at the time that I threw this guy out.
Ouch.
Yeah. There were knives flying everywhere. And I basically cleared the board. And I won because he conceded, because I think he really just got fed up with what was going on. The deck I have has a lot of low, fast creatures. And he's just... I would say this is one of the best cards. I really would, because the synergies that can go with this card are just awesome. Absolutely,
yeah,
awesome.
I've seen it used against me enough times to good effect that I'm convinced. I have one, and it's actually in my deck. And I've yet to see it played. It just doesn't come out. But I don't play my Warlock all that often anymore. But haven't gotten to play it. I'm looking forward to the day I do.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough to get two. So it's just really, really a fun card. You're up next.
The Fel Cannon is a 4 casting cost, 3/5 mech. So this is the first mech we've seen. We've seen the demons, but no mechs. So there are warlock mechs, and here's one. Fel Cannon is a rare. It's got a 3 attack and 5 health, and its special ability is: at the end of your turn, deal 2 damage to a non-mech minion. I can see that it might be good. I haven't actually played it. I've got 2 of them, but I actually haven't played them. And I don't see a lot of warlocks playing them. Maybe it's just the randomness of the game.
See them in Outlands.
Yes, you see them in Outlands. Wrong game, though. That's World of Warcraft, not Hearthstone. Are you using this? Are you seeing other warlocks use it?
I don't have it, but I've never seen it used. I'm sure people out there have seen it used. I have not. I don't have it. I think if I did have it, I would probably toss it in my deck, because 3/5 is not a bad card. It's hard to kill. It does take 4 to cast it, but 3/5 is kind of hard to kill. Its own damage to whoever you want by jumping across and smacking people with your normal round, but at the end of your turn...
No, it's not to whomever you want.
But it's a creature. So yes, it could be.
Yes, and it has to be a non-mech.
That's what I'm talking about. But no. That is its power. It's still a 3/5 creature. You can still slam into somebody's 1/3 Voidwalker and kill it. So you still have the ability to use it as a minion, but with the added at the end of your turn, you're dealing 2 damage to a non-mech minion. So it's pretty decent in that. And if you have cards that pump damage, then it may be doing 3 damage to non-mech minions. So I think it's a fairly strong card. I don't have it, though.
Yeah, and it does seem strong. I think the 2 damage to a non-mech minion's a little hinky.
But you're still a 3/5 creature.
Right. No, I get that. But I wouldn't spend 4 mana for a 3/5 creature just to put out a 3/5 creature. You know, you're spending the mana for the special ability, and I guess the fact that it's a mech. If I was running a mech warlock deck, which would have to probably be mostly neutral cards, because there's only 2 mechs in the warlock collection, I could see you using that. And again, the potential's there, but eventually, when people stop using mech so much, like maybe after Blackrock Mountain, I think it'll get used less and less.
No, more and more.
That's what I meant to say. It'll get used more and more. Absolutely, because then there won't be so many mechs on the table. So I think it has potential. Something about it doesn't thrill me, but
it could be.
I don't see it. It's a bad card. Definitely not. I wouldn't dust it or anything.
Except that what happens when there are no more mechs on his side?
A non-mech minion.
It doesn't say your opponent's non-mech minion.
Yeah, so... I guess it could. But you know Hearthstone and the wording on their cards.
Yeah, no, it does.
You're right. I'm sure you're right. That it's going to start hurting your own minions. So I guess if you're going to play this, you better make sure that all of your other minions are mechs.
So it needs to be a mech. Yes, exactly. Exactly. As long as you're in a mech deck and that's what you've got on your side, you're good. Like I said,
I'm not so sure, but that last part that we kind of overlooked at first probably makes it so I would not play this card. You know me with hurting my own minions.
I would still try it.
Of course you would. Because your luck is better than mine.
Demon Heart. I'm not calling you that as a pet name, dear. That's the next card. 5 casting cost. Deal 5 damage to a minion. If it's a friendly demon, give it +5/+5 instead.
It's an epic that doesn't suck.
But it's not a minion. It's 5 casting cost.
Yeah, but +5/+5, and it doesn't go away. It's a double-edged sword. You either boost your own demon or you do 5 damage to someone. So you're paying a little extra for that versatility. It's almost like a druid card in that respect. So I like it. The fact that it can either hurt or heal, I think, is definitely nice. I mean, there's another card that does this for less, right? +2 or +2, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the one I'm talking
so.
About?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no think so. There's definitely...
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at the casting cost and...
Demon Fire is 2 casting costs. 2 damage to a minion, or +2/+2 if it's a friendly demon. And again, it's the damage matches the casting cost. So it's either 2 or 5. You've got your choice of both cards. And there's a lot of things you could kill for 5 damage.
Agreed. Or you can give your own demon 5/5, which, yeah, that's nice too.
Yes. Yeah, so I like it, especially if it's a finishing move, you know? You've got something that's got a 5 attack, he's got 10 left, he's feeling secure, you pop this down on it for the final attack and win, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have it, so I can't really say. I can't say I'll put it in my deck because I don't have the card.
Well, let's compare it to most of the other epics we've seen in this expansion. It's better than a lot of them. Better than a wee spell stopper.
Yeah, it's a decent card. It is a decent card. It's not my style of card, but it is a good card.
Okay, there's another demon.
A floating watcher.
Kind of cool artwork. It's a 5 casting cost.
It's a common.
4/4 minion. Yes, it's a common. Whenever your hero takes damage, on your turn, gain +2/+2. So basically. Whenever you do your little life tap thing and take damage, he gets tougher. And I've used him. And I've usually managed to pump him to a 6/6 and once an 8/8 before people just... It's another one of those cards that has a target on it.
Target.
Like, they're trying to kill this guy quick. They don't want him to grow. So you
simply
just have
because
to time
of your
it
life
right.
tap.
You have to time it right. So if you're playing him on turn 5, then that's, you know, and you're doing well, then that's great. But if you're playing him late in the game and you're already very low on health, it's dangerous to try to pump him. But there are other spells, I can't think of any off the top of my head, that also damage you. And, you know, I guess it would be useful then too.
Yeah, so, I'm not sure about this one.
Especially for a common.
I could see you life tapping yourself to death to pump the card up.
Well, only if you're life tapping anyway. He's still a 4/4. chances are, if he's going to be around for a few turns and you're playing a warlock, you're gonna life tap at least once.
True.
You're planning to life tap, if you know you're gonna life tap, then you play him that turn or the turn before, maybe. But you know what I'm saying?
I'm picking up what you're throwing down. All right, so anyway, I have him. I don't have him in my deck. He's good. I'm just not sure I would use him. He worries me a little bit. Because I think he would take my focus away from what I want to do. Because I'd be focusing on pumping him up when I might want to be doing other things.
I don't know if I had a lag. Did you just say what this card is?
No, I'm still talking about the Floating Watcher.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, are you on the next card?
No. No, I was still talking about how I think he could be distracting to people like me. All right. So, okay, I'll move on to the next card. Anima Golem. 6 casting cost. 9/9 mech. That's big power. However, at the end of each turn, destroy the minion if it's your only one. Yes, you destroy him. He goes poof at the end of your turn if he's the only minion out there. You want to make sure you've got an implosion? I don't know. You want to make sure that you've got a lot of cards out there, a lot of minions out there, where he's going to go bye-bye. But even... So you don't want to cast him alone because you'd never get to attack with him.
Right, so you want to play him
would be
in
on
a full
him.
Board.
Yep.
Focus Think of all the Zulok decks out there.
Yep. Focus would be on him because he's got a target. Try to kill this card because it's going to come over and hit me for 9. So right away, your opponent is going to want to get rid of this card.
But I disagree. I don't think they're going to aim for this card
true.
Because he's
They'll
a 9-9.
Aim for your minions
you aim for everything else.
But you still get to go across for 9 before the end of that turn, and you still have a chance to cast more cards during your turn. If they annihilate all your... it's the end of each turn.
Each turn, correct. So the end of your opponent's turn or the end of your turn?
Of your turn. So if your opponent annihilates all your little creatures out there, he goes poofa. Yeah, he's... I don't know. He's a... I don't have him. I think, again, I would play him a couple times to see how he does. I haven't seen anybody play him against me.
So the key is to play him when you've got other hard-to-kill minions out there.
Yeah, and taunts.
And then he won't be the only one left.
Right.
Or, you know, other things that are 9-9 or something tough like a Malagos with 12 health that's hard to get rid of.
So he's more an endgame save this to later. Don't just wait until you can cast him. Make sure... that you are prepared.
I don't know.
Because you know what Illidan would say.
Getting them out early gives you the advantage. I think that's the key thing about it being only 6 mana.
I
said, there's so many warlocks that play Zoo style where their board is filled with minions that, unless you've got flame strikes and stuff coming against you to clear the board, you're probably going to be okay. Really, he's only got to live 1 or 2 turns to be worth playing.
Right, he does not. He comes across for 9 damage. Bam. And if you throw your demon heart on him, he's a 14. He's a mech. I'm sorry. He's not a demon. He's a mech.
Yeah, and if you... At the very worst, your opponent is going to throw 3 or 4 minions at it to kill it. And so you've cleared the board by, death by golem.
He's actually one card I wish I did have because I would like to try him. I'm not saying he's a great card. He looks to me like he could be a good card. I would love to test him out, but unfortunately I don't have him.
Yep. Know what would be a cool feature for the interface? If you mouse over a card and on hover, it tells you which decks you have it in.
Why don't you post that? Make that suggestion.
Nobody listens to me. Who am I going to make that suggestion to? Blizzard?
Yes!
You see how well they listen to us.
Yes, and while you're at it, ask them to be on our show.
No, I'm done beating that dead horse.
Last card.
The last card.
You already started.
Yes. All right, so our friend from the beginning of the show, Mal'Ganis, that's the legendary for the demon, for the warlock. He's got a 9 casting cost. He's a 9 attack, 7 health demon. And his special ability, your other demons have +2/+2 Your hero is immune. This is a rocking legendary. Your hero is immune while he's out there. And your other demons are tougher. I don't have him. I haven't been
this
able
card?
To get him in my hand to play, but I played right. against him once, and I think I conceded
yeah.
like two turns later.
You said once, very, very beginning of, we'll call it vanilla Hearthstone. At the very beginning of Hearthstone, before the adventure and the expansion came out, Warlocks didn't really have a lot of demons. You couldn't really make decent demon decks. Now you can. You throw this guy in.
Nax fixed that problem pretty much.
Yes, yep. Nax fixed that problem. You throw this guy into a demon deck, and holy shit, you're gonna stomp. He's 9/7 all by himself.
Yeah, and if you got your forecasting cost void caller out there, whose death rattle is put a random demon from your hand into the battlefield, you don't even have to play him. He just pops right
there
out.
There he is.
I think I actually crafted Jiraxxus. If I had Mal'Ganis, I would replace Jiraxxus with Mal'Ganis. I think Mal'Ganis is far better of the two legendaries for Warlocks. This, to me, is the clear winner.
Yeah.
And I always thought Jiraxxus was a little overpowered myself, but I just, something about this, maybe it's the lore geek in me who likes to play, would love to play with this arch-villain, but makes the player immune.
I mean,
it's just...
And he's a demon himself.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, again, there's
that
other card that we mentioned before. Now you can use your demon heart and put make him... It wouldn't happen the same turn, of course, because it's 9 to cast him. It would be the next turn. You would make him a 14-12? Yeah, not much is going to withstand that. You know, you're already got a 14-12.
Well, polymorph, hex.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Control.
But you know what? I got to tell you, by the time you've hit round, you know, 9 or 10 when you're casting these cards, a lot of mages have used their polymorphs already. So you throw out a bait card. Make sure that if you're playing a shaman or a mage that you use your bait card. Get them to use up those polymorphs. What you don't want is a priest to grab hold of it. Well, they wouldn't have demons, but they'd have a 9/7 creature, which in and of itself is a decent creature.
Well, this is the type of minion that is what I call a pants wetter. You see him, and you lose control of your bladder. He's just a scary card.
I'm going to put a mat down underneath your desk.
No, I didn't say I did wet my pants. I could see some people might wet their pants.
Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome.
Maybe the person casting him
casting
would wet
him,
their
right?
pants
exactly.
in a different way.
I keep looking at my desk saying I've got 1,080. He might be the next... I mean, I've been having so much fun with my warlock lately. And yes, it's a mech warlock, but...
No rogue?
I
thought you were having
her.
Fun with the rogue.
I was, and then I made this, and the mech rogue was fun. And she was having, you know, she was doing really well. But now this, I have not stopped playing this warlock anytime I can, any excuse to play him.
This is becoming a theme for you. You would not play shaman at first. You hated shaman. You hated everything about the shaman. And then you tried shaman and you fell in love with it. And that became your main for a while. And now you're doing
still,
the same thing
now,
with the warlock.
When all else fails, if I'm having a bad day, I do resort to my shaman. That's all there is to it. I'm saying my fun decks right now are the warlock mech deck and the rogue mech deck. Those are my fun decks. Those are my let's play in casual and just, you know, see what happens next. Because they tend to be unpredictable.
Well, this is funny because you once said, I would hate to play the warlock because I don't like hurting myself with the hero ability.
No, you said that.
No, you said that. And then we got a one-star
review
for it.
See why we have Mick Mack? He's not here to break this up.
That's right.
And then
somebody gave us a one-star review because we said that and they thought it was a noobish statement.
Yes.
And now you're playing the warlock. full fury. That's good. I'm glad.
I don't see this happening with the warrior. I don't know how you're going to sell me on the warrior.
No. The warrior is... Every game I have played with my warrior in the past 2 weeks has lost. So I've just been ditching the warrior quests, unless it's warrior or something else. Today it was warrior or rogue. I played 3 games with my rogue and won all 3 after like losing 10 with my warrior. Warriors for me right now are weak, but I think Micmac said last week that warriors are weak right now in the current meta. But it's the way the game is going, the luck I'm having with my warrior, it's making me not like, which was what was once one of my favorite classes to play.
Yeah, well, Blackrock might change that.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, we'll see. Let's hope the warrior challenge is not as bad as the Nax warrior challenge was.
All right, so that's the last card for the Warlock, but what we want to talk about one more thing. Dr. Boom. Dr. Boom has had a lot of crying about overpowered, overpowered, overpowered. So Eric Dodds came out and said they have no plans right now to change Dr. Boom, and they're not looking at it, period. Blizzard feels that Dr. Boom is a great card, but it's not overpowered. Many players in the community don't agree with this. So go ahead and craft your Dr. Booms, because he's going to be sticking around for quite some time. He's not getting the nerf bat.
Yeah.
You had something you wanted to say about the changes to cards that Blizzard does.
This is just opinion, and I'm probably in a very small minority that I see them time and time again nerf cards that I don't think need to be nerfed, that I think over time the game will right itself. And after they nerf these cards, people stop playing them. How often do you see Leroy Jenkins anymore? When's the last time you saw Starving Buzzard? These cards don't get played after they're nerfed because they were good in their original form and the nerfs just neuter them. And so then you turn around and you get a card like Dr. Boom, and I'm not one of the people crying that it's overpowered. I think you do need some powerful cards. It's part of what makes people play collectible card games. They want to play until they can collect or open or craft this powerful card. I get that, and I'm not against it at all. But I do know one thing. I have never played against an opponent who has played a Dr. Boom and won. If that card hits the table, I lose. And it hasn't been a lot of times, but that's just the way, you know, my luck has been running. He hits the table and I'm toast, because it's just so good. It really is a good card. And you know, when we were talking about it and I was saying I didn't think it was all that great, that's because I hadn't faced him much. Now I'm facing him a lot, and every time I do, I'm dead. And that's fine, because other cards have done that to me in the past. I'm glad they said they're not going to nerf it, because maybe it's a change in their attitude towards nerfs. Maybe they're going to stop nerfing cards, because there are very few cards outside of beta. The ones they did in beta are another story. They should have nerfed them, and I'm glad they did. But the post-beta nerfs, and remember, they said they were going to stop nerfing cards after beta closed. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So the post-beta nerfs didn't all need to take place. And all they did was make the cards that got nerfed unplayable. Nobody wants to use them anymore. I mean, somebody in our chat room, I think, said, oh, yeah, I dusted my Leroy after the nerf. So, I don't know. A lot of people might be crying about it. I think it's a good decision. But I want them to stand by this decision. I want them to play test in their alpha and beta stages these cards so that they know their strong points and weak points, and then let them stick. Magic the Gathering doesn't turn around and nerf cards. They don't like change the printings on them and come out with weaker cards. They just say, okay, you can't use it in a tournament where we're restricting this card. But there's no such restrictions in Hearthstone. They have the ability, because it's a computer game, to change the stats and nerf it. I'm just not a fan of all the nerfing. So, despite the fact that I hate facing Dr. Boom and I always lose to him, he's a potential that I could someday use that overpowered card too. But I like the fact that they're standing firm and saying, no, we're not going to nerf another card. But I, with the caveat that they continue to do this for other cards in the
future.
We'll
see, right? Midget in the chat room is saying that most of the time when his Dr. Boom comes out, when actual Dr. Boom gets taken out, he gets taken out. The Boombots are the ones that do the most damage and do the work, unless he pulls Dr. Boom back into his hand. Rewind him.
It's the bombs that do the damage.
The bombs are the bomb.
That's what makes him good. And then, okay, you get a bonus 7/7 minion, which is pretty awesome. But
people are afraid to hit the bombs because the bombs go off and they do a lot of damage.
Yeah, so it is a powerful card. And, I don't blame people for saying they think it should be nerfed, but it's too reactionary to every time a card is tough or a deck is tough to say nerf it, nerf it, nerf it. Some things can't be nerfed. They haven't nerfed Zoo because it's an environment. It's not one or two cards that are doing it. They need to stop trying to fix everything. One of the beauties of a game like this, where you customize a deck to play against someone else, one of the beauties is that you just invent this stuff, or you copy stuff, or it grows organically through the community, you know, what they call the meta. You want to see these changes. You don't want to say, oh, that's too good, sorry, we're canceling it out. That strips away some of the fun of it to the people who have made it up the ladder to legendary by using a card that maybe abusively, but they were clever enough to figure it out, or smart enough to copy someone who was clever enough to figure it out. You just gotta let the game flow. That's all I'm saying. And this is from a player who loses a lot. So I don't mind getting beaten by a clever deck.
That being said, I want you to try my... I want to challenge you to a game after this against that Warlock mech deck I have. Your best deck against my Warlock mech deck.
Okay.
All right. And anything else to add? Because we have reached the hour.
Yeah, I'm off my soapbox.
Micmac, you were missed tonight. So we'll be back with the full team next week, folks. You don't have to listen to us go on and on about things. You can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. And on Monday nights, listen to us live at Twitch TV, Holosuite Media. awohearthstone@gmail.com is our email address. Please send us more emails. We're starting to run out, and we love talking about you and your emails. Don't forget to send card decks to Micmac so he can play with your decks.
There is at least one email we got that we decided to wait for Micmac for. So
it's got some information on...
Talk about it next week.
Yes, exactly.
For the person who wrote and didn't hear from us, you're probably on the waiting list.
It has to do with arenas, and our arena guy is Micmac, so we were going to hold off a little bit. Anyway, you can find us on iTunes, download us, or send us reviews. On Facebook, you can find us at AWO Hearthstone. You can find us in Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google+, A Worthy Opponent. As usual, a special thanks to Holosuite Media and to Xander for putting up with us and putting us on the air and putting us on everywhere you see us.
Oh, hold it right there for a second. Do we know when the site is getting revamped?
But it will be soon.
Xander and his wife are making major changes at Holosuite Media, and I think pretty soon we're going to see an improved website. So stop by and pay it a visit in the coming days or weeks.
Yep, getting betterized. Thank you to Awesome City Limits for the theme music that you let us play. And the other thing I wanted to say, I don't know that we thank our listeners enough. Thank you for your support, for being in our chat room, for sending us the emails, for downloading us and listening to us. You guys make this a lot of fun. So I just want to say a special thank you for all of you out there who put up with and listen to us and like us. Some of you even like us. Amazing. So I am Black Lace. It is way overdue for me to say goodnight, everybody, and happy hearthing.
See you next week.
Bye.
You guys are really us. What number are we thinking of? 69, dudes!
Broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.
Speaking of which, I'm going to open up my thingy. My thingy.
You're going to open up your thingy?
I'm going to open up my thingy right now.
Oh my.
Oh my. Hail to the thingy, baby.
So we have episode 69 without Micmac. That's like so wrong.
Well, he's not here, so don't worry about it. What the hell? Sorry.
When your room looks kind of weird and you wish that you weren't there.
Is that the stream? No.
Pum 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 pum. You say it's his birthday.
Keep going. I'm interested.
Happy birthday, Mic Mac.
Yes, he's going to a party with his wifey.
So he's going to miss the 69 then?
He's going to, well, maybe.
Maybe he won't miss the 69. He'll miss episode 69 though. 69, dude.
Dude.
All right, I'm back. Got my beer ready to go.
Yeah, we were just trying to figure out what would if Mic Mac was here, what would it be since
69,
it's 69
plus 1.
Yeah, so it'd be like 69-9. So it would be Black Lights, Odin's Bane, and Mic Mac in the rear.
Oh, anyway. Oh.
You can't 69 with three people. It just don't work that way.
Xander, you didn't even realize what you said till it was way out there.
It was already out of my mouth.
Oh my god.
He's fired.
You say it's his birthday.
And this is all at the end of the episode.
What?
And this is all at the end of the episode.
It cannot be. It cannot all be.
Okay, you guys are ready? Oh, no, we still have 5 minutes.
Birthday.
No, I'm showing this should be 3 more minutes.
We would like you to dance.
3 minutes.
Birthday. Take the cha-cha-cha chance. Birthday. Mic Mac is gone. Birthday.
We're He's moving fired. On. He's not fired.
He's fired. I'm
we fired
him
already. One other episode. We can't keep firing him every other episode.
Well, you hire him back again, but he's fired. He's now missed as many episodes as you have.
Whoa! Burn!
No, it's not burn. I had legitimate reasons. I wasn't off the air because of my birthday. I was off the air because I was in the hospital! Because
you had oral surgery. Wait, no. I know that must have sucked, though, but it's awful funny listening to it, though.
It must have sucked.